of Midbeis, we learned two little pieces of Agadah over here. The first one says, Amar Blazim Yom Shechor Beis HaMikdash Ninul Ushari Tefilosh Nemar Gam Ki Ezak Vashaveya Sosam Tefilosi. It says, it's Sosam, even though it's spelled with a shin. Vachol Pish Shari Tefilin Ninul Ushari Dimalon Ninul Ushanema Shimot Tefilosi Hashem Shavasi Hazina El Dimosi Al Techrash. So the Gemara says, from the fact that you see that the pasuk says that even though I'm going to pray mightily to you, I'm not going to be successful. So you see, sasam tefilasi, well, not going to be successful, but sasam tefilasi means somehow it's, my tefilas are blocked, right? They're blocked. What are they blocked by? The closed sharim. So somehow this metaphor, by the way, of sharim, we have all throughout tefilah. This idea of the tefilos going through gates, and that's what, you know, there's a minute to have 12 windows in the Beis HaKnesses, because the tefilos go through the windows, and each shevet has its own type of tefilah that goes through a different window. And you have, last week we learned part of Vayetze, you have this idea of the tefilos, the Shar HaShamayim, it's also a gate, right? That's where the tefilos go, right? Ain zeh ki im beis lokim zeh shahar shemayim. What shahar is this? That's the shahar that it talks about over here being ninal, I assume. Okay? So you have this idea of gates. So the Gemara says that the gates of tefillah, once the Beis HaMikdash was nechrav, the gates of tefillah are closed, are locked, it looks like. Doesn't mean you can't have your tefillahs answered, but you got to get through a locked gate. It's not so simple. It sounds like the Dimo takes a different path. You know, it doesn't go through Shah Yafo. It goes through Shah Royo. So whatever, one of the other gates into the Bakam HaMikdash. That's not locked. Shah Dimos, that's not locked. That's what it sounds like. And it brings a Raya for this. What's the Raya? The Raya is a person to him, Shema Tfilosi Hashem Shavasi Azina El Dimosi Al Techrash, which we're going to translate as, you say to Hashem, the Melech says to Hashem, listen to my prayer and hearken to my beseeching, to my don't ignore my tears. Okay, that's what the pasuk says. So the question is, where do you see from over here? There's a difference between tears and tefillah. David Melech says, listen to my tefillah and don't ignore my tears. What's the difference? They both seem pretty much comparable. So how do you see that Shari Dima lo ninalu and Shari Tfila ninalu? So Rashi over here says, you know how you see it? Because it says you should, let's read the Rashi inside. Rashi says, Midaloksiv es dimasi tira shmamina nire silafonov, the ain't circle spala ushtis kabalafonov. So apparently getting through the gates is only part of the job. You got to get through the gates, but even once you get through the gates, doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be responded to in the way that you'd like to be responded to. So from the fact that it says by tefillah, hear my tefillah, means that you can't take for granted that the tefillah is even going to get in to be heard. Why? Because share tefillah ninalu. Masha ein came by dima, it doesn't have to say see my tears. It just says, respond to my tears. Why? Because we know the tears are going to be seen. Because Shari Dilma lo ninalu. That's how Rashi over here in Brachos learns. Rashi in Bavitsiya learns differently. I'll read the Rashi and then I'll explain it to you. I think we all figured it out already. Rashi says, if you look at the Pasuk Shema Tfilasi carefully, you see that the two different grammatical constructions are used for the two different prayers. The prayer of Aitfila uses a tzivui form. The prayer by Dima uses a future form. Future is often used as a bakasha as well, but it's a different grammatical form. So Rashi says the following. Shima tfilasi ein l'shanosim l'shan bakasha. When you're saying, hear my prayers, it's got to be a request. The prayer should be heard. There's no way to interpret it in any other way. Shimevakesh me'ez ha-kodesh baruch hu she'yishma tfilaso. You're praying to God that he should hear your tfilas. Aval al techrash, but the term "don't ignore my tears," yesh l'shanosim l'shem bakasha. It doesn't necessarily have to be interpreted as a request, as a prayer, as a request or a don't ignore my prayers. It could be interpreted as Buzani Boteach She'en Dakol Shtok V'Lalakris. It's not a request, it's rather a future form. You will not ignore my tears. That's the future. You will not ignore my tears. Meaning, why won't you ignore my tears? I know you're not going to ignore my tears. Why do I know you're not going to ignore my tears, but I only have to request that you should listen to my prayers? Why? What's the difference? Koshare tefillah ninalu, and share demos, lo ninalu. Okay, that's Rashi and Bava Metzia. It's interesting, I like this Rashi because I always sort of marveled about the fact that the future is sometimes used, even in modern Hebrew. You don't usually, when you want somebody to do something, you don't necessarily say Shema. You say Tishma, right? You use the future, and it's used as a bakosha. But it literally, it doesn't really mean a bakosha. It means you will. And I think in English
it's a stronger tzivui.
Maybe. But Rashi says it could be interpreted not as a tzivui, but as a prediction, so to speak. It will happen. You will listen to my, you will respond to my...
It's a positive suggestion. You do that all the time, right?
Positive suggestion.
Well, I'm sure when you counsel them.
No, never.
Never?
No. I always try to discourage people. Okay.
I would think it would be a way of being more humble.
What is more humble?
Which is humble? The future?
Yeah.
Being Rashi is saying just sort of the opposite. That just the opposite is in the sense that you're predicting this will happen. You will listen.
The question is how can you have a tzivui to Hashem if the non-future is that tzivui?
Well, tzivui is the way we call it tzivui. It's really, Rashi calls it Lashon Bakosha. It means, when you say to somebody, listen, that's a tzivui. I mean, what is that?
It's imperative.
It's imperative.
So imperative seems, like you would say strong, do this. When you can tell you,
well, we go to God and we say, do this. Even we say, please do this. It's still imperative.
Hopefully, but please do this a lot different than do this. Like, if you go to your son, clean your room, it's not like, please clean your room.
So they're both the same grammatical form.
Yeah. Right, but the understanding of what it means.
Isn't there some pasuk that says that brings down a Kaddish Baruch Hu will
do this?
Hear or will listen or will.
I mean, when I think of imperative, it's command, right?
Rashi's bringing on
One at a time. Yes, Alan.
No.
Sorry.
Aren't there all kinds of psukim in places that brought down? Akash Baruch Hu will hear us?
Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu says he will listen, he'll hear us, yes, that's true. Obviously, he doesn't always listen to us. I would have to look at the specific passage. I can't answer that question.
He'll always hear us. He doesn't always answer the way we want.
Well, that's not true according to Rashi. The way Rashi over here learns, sometimes he doesn't even hear our prayers because they don't get through the Shah.
He doesn't see them.
Okay, that's the first Gemara. Then there's a Mashu over here. I'm not going to go through Mashur because we don't have time to go through Mashur. Basically, what the Mashur does is he says, if you look at the end of the Pasuk, from the part of the Pasuk that the Gemara quotes, and you really don't see the distinction between Shari Tefillah and Shari Dima. But if you look at the end of the Pasuk, he has a way of explaining how it means that certain types of prayers do get heard and other types of prayers don't get heard. It's not really Shari Tefillah and Shari Dima. It's really prayers that are for an extreme distress. The ones that get hurt, and he brings a riot from that from the end. That's what Shari Dima means.
Not Dafka tears.
He doesn't say that, but that's if you look at the Mashur, that's how he seems to learn. Yeah, right. And if you like to look at the Mashur, I'm sure Aaron would love to do it with you, because he's a real Mashur fan. Okay, the other Gemara we learned was the Gemara. The Gemara says. Quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chassidim HaRishonim. The first Mishnah in the parak says, Chassidim HaRishonim HaYishon Sha'achas Mispalim Kadei Shechavnu Liba Mavim Shemishmayim, that they waited an hour beforehand. Pashup Shach, you could learn, by the way. You could learn an hour doesn't mean a literally an hour. It means they pause for a while. Does it mean an hour? Is it a short modest? I mean, did they wait a lot less time? Whatever, no, I don't get it. But the Gemara, you'll see for the Gemara that it does seem to take this pretty seriously in terms of meaning an hour. So the Gemara says, Gemara says, Minani Mili. So in other words, it's not just that they did it because it's a good idea. Pashup Shach, you'd say, you don't need a pasuk for this. They did it, Kadeshi Chavnu Yichavnu libam lavim shem shemayim. So what? Why is the Gemara question? Mehani mili? What do you mean? You don't need a pasuk for it. This is what they needed that much time in order to have it. So if you look at Rashi on the Mishnah, Rashi says shoim shachas b'makom shebo l'spalel. That in that place they were shown shachas, and maybe that's why you need the pasuk. Okay. That is that has to be dafka there. Maybe I didn't see anybody said that. It's just a suggestion. So Gemara says, okay. So you see from that. So Rash, what does Tosaf say? I don't know if I'm going to get to the rest of this Gemara. What does Tosaf say? Tosaf says, Shenei Mashiach Veisecha. Lefikach Tiknu Loma Ze Apostle Kodem Tilo David Lafuki Mehanadam Yashir Habe. Okay, so Tosa says, if you look in a siddur, you'll see, we say, before Tilo David, there's no reason to, the Gemara we're going to see on that Dalman base, is you're supposed to say Tilo David in davening, doesn't say that Tilo David starts with Tilo David and ends with Tilas Hashem Yidabe Priyuvay Kobosim Kacholam Vred. That's Tilo David. Mm-hmm. So why do you say Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha beforehand? So it says, because it's based on this Gemara. But he says, that's only one Ashrei, but the other extra Ashreis, you don't see that from this Gemara, that there's no reason to say that. Okay? So simple pshat in Tosas is that Tosas is saying that you shouldn't do what we do, that we shouldn't say Ashrem Shekoch Halo, Ashrem Shem Alokol. Those are extra Ashreis. It's not necessary. Because it's not, you don't see from there anything, why should you say it?
But didn't the Gemara bring down both Ashreis?
I don't know what you said. I was going to say. Gemara just brought down Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha Dulsa. Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha Dulsa is a completely different place. It's nowhere near it. It's right before Tilo David.
Okay.
So the Gemara on Dav Dalam Bey says the following. Gemara says, Am Rabbi Lazam Rabbi Vina Kol Omer Tilo David B'chol Yom Shalosh Pom Muftuch Ol Shebelam Abba My Time Oilem Mishim Disbei Aleph Beis Name Ashri to be Miderech, the Ashri Tamnia Apin, El Mishim Dispe Posex Yodecha, Name Halagodux, Vinos and Uncle Bosar, El Mishim Dispe Tarte. Okay, so the Gemara says you should say Tilul David three times every day. And then the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yochan, the Name Alon Nemar, Nun Ba'ashre, the Yeshua Apostle Shal Son of Yisrael. So you have to be careful attention to the Gemara. You see, the Gemara talks about Tilul David originally, and then it talks about Ashrei. And obviously, when it's talking about Ashrei, what is it talking about? It's not talking about Ashrei. It's talking about Tilul David. But it refers to it as Ashrei. So you sort of see from this Gemara already, assuming this is the correct text of the Gemara, which is, if you look in the Ksav Yad Minshin, you'll see that it also has this text. It seems, not all Rishonim have this text. I think the Vudram has a different text, but most Rishonim have this text, that it was already referred to as Ashrei already in the time of the Gemara. So you see that they actually added this. The fact that they added this pasuk was not in our Gemara on Lamed Beis. The reason why to add it was on Lamed Beis, but the fact that they did add it wasn't on the Gemara on Lamed Beis. Tos just said, since there's a reason, they learn out from this pasuk, Asher Yoshevei Yisecha, that you should be shown Shacha, so therefore they added it. But you don't see from the Gemara that they added it, but from here you see they do add it. So what the Gemara says, though, the Gemara says, Kol Omer Tilodon B'chol Yom Shalosh Pa'omen. Now, if you look at the Piskei Rush, which you all looked at already, you'll see that the Piskei Rush doesn't say Kol Omer Tilo David B'Sholosh Pamim. It just says Kol Omer Tilo David B'Chol Yom. It doesn't say anything B'Sholosh Pamim. So there seems to be different Girsos in the Gemara as to whether you're supposed to, whether the Gemara says you say it three times or doesn't say it three times. Let's look at the Shebar Aleket. Tanya B'Lazim Ravina Kol Omer Tilo David B'Chol Yom Muftuch Lo Shuben Al Mabo. Does it say Sholosh Pamim?
No.
Okay, I don't want to do this part over here. I was going to do it, but it's going to take too much time. Let's go to the second section of the Shibol Elekid. Nogu Lomar. See that?
Yes.
Nogu Lomar Tchila Satila Asher Yoshev Yisecha. V'masherinim Chassim Yoshev Yishon Sh'ach Mespalim. Okay? Pirish Asher Yoshev Yisecha Hashoim Beveisecha Loshen Shehiyah V'ikuv K'mo V'yeshu B'kodesh. Zematzas b'shem Rabbeinu Shlomo. Who's Rabbeinu Shlomo?
Rashi.
So the Shibboleth like it says, just like Tosa says, that was that they added a pasuk of Asher Yoshev Yisecha onto Tilo David because of the Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis and Beis. Oh, Tosif Lomah Asher Yom Shikach Alol. They also added, not like Tosas, also they did, shouldn't say anything else, but Shibarak says they also added the other pasuk of Ashriam Shekocholo, Ashriam Shehashem Eloko. Because of Achira Binyamin Nero, he always quotes his brother Binyamin. Hine she'anu omer b'tchilas hatila gimel ponim asheri k'neged gimel ponim she'omer tila l'David b'chol yom la'asher hazoriz bala omra. Okay, so what is the reason why we say three times according to the Shibboleth Lekha? What's the reason why we say three times asheri? We say three times asheri. The word asheri.
The
word Asheri. To the three times you're supposed to say Asheri. So what? Tila David. Thank you. So what I'd like to suggest to you is the following. There's two Shitas Rishonim as to the Girsa in the Gemara. Whether or not you say Kol Omer Tila David Sholos Par Mechol Yom or Kol Omer Tila David Bechol Yom. So the difference, if you hold that it says three times, so we know why you say it three times, so we know there's a good reason why to have three ashrays to correspond to the three times. But if you hold that it just says in the Gemara, Tilo David, so why do we say it three times? So the Rishon already say it. You say it three times to make sure you say it once. In other words, we don't want to take any chances. It's really important that you say it. So make sure that you say it once. Say it three times.
Wait, say the word Ashrei or say the...
No. You say Tila David. You say Tila David three times.
During the day.
During the day. Uh-huh. To make sure that you've said it once.
Right. Why can't you just say Tila David? Why do you have to say this stuff in the beginning?
It makes sense.
You don't have to say this stuff in the beginning. You only have to say Tila David. Okay. Yeah. You only have to say Tila David. Tila David means the whole capital, right?
Yes. 145.
But since there's an inyan of saying Tila David three times according to one girsa in the Gemara,
right.
So therefore they and what happens if you say Tila David three times, you're Ben Olam Haba, which is the greatest osher with an aleph possible. So they were masakin. You should say the word Ashrei three times, corresponding to the three times that you're supposed to say Tila David, in order to ensure that you're a Ben Olam Haba. Mashi Ein Kein, if you hold that one, like Tosos, that there doesn't say anymore anything about saying Tila David three times. Mm-hmm. It just says you should say Tila David. We say it three times to make sure, like the Piskei Rosh. It doesn't say anything about saying it three times. Just say you should say it. So why do you say it three times? To make sure that you say it
once.
So there's no inyan of three. So therefore, Tosa says, you shouldn't say any more than the Pasuk of Ashrei Asher Yisachar. You shouldn't say those other two Ashreis before you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What's meant by you have to say it three times in order to say it once?
That's what Rishonim say. If you don't have the Girsa in the Gemara of three times, which
why?
Many Rishonim don't have, so they ask, why do you say it? Why do you say Asheri three times?
Well, it's two times you can understand.
So why is that an answer?
Why is what? They shouldn't say at least once?
That way you'll say it once?
That's what they say. You don't like that answer?
What does it mean, though?
It means you're going to really be careful that you don't miss out saying it. So we say it three times, so
and
then you'll be sure that you'll say it at least once.
At least once a day?
Yes.
Okay, we never
you only need to say it once.
Why don't you say before Ashrei in Mincha?
For
the same reason we say Ashrei here.
What's the question? What's the question? Someone have a question?
Why don't you say Kriya Shema six times?
Why should you do that?
The Kriya Shema is a problem.
Oh, you mean you say Kriya Shema three times so that you make sure you say it at least once?
No, Kriya Shema is a problem. Not because you can't say it twice. Because
good question.
Shema.
He says you can't say because that would be Shalosh Rishuyos.
Shall
be Shalosh Rishuyos.
The Gemara does say Halavai can daven all day.
That's true, davening. Anyway, Rabbi Bosse will stop over here.
But why on the second answer?